Hello, good people. I didn't say hi, guys.
Because last week you were up my bum about
I
saying
was,
hi, guys.
I was, you know. Yeah. You've been
hi, guys.
Hi, guys, the whole time.
So. What you want to say? What up?
What it do?
What it, yeah.
How you living? Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Welcome to the Same Difference podcast, where one of us is cool and one of us is not.
Which is the same, but it's, you know,
it's different. Yeah. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Oh my gosh.
This is.
Thank you, guys, for the engagement on last week's episode.
Yes.
Thank you for the love. Thank you for the comments, the DMs.
Yes.
And remember, if you want us to share something, just tag hashtag Same Difference Podcast. K-E,
yeah,
and K-E. You know, and we can see your comment, we can repost your pictures, we can do all of that stuff.
Yes.
And if you want us to share your stories anonymously, we can do that as well. Yeah. The community.
It is.
Yeah.
It's and D it's and a wonderful community.
Yeah. It's D and
Skinny.
In your airwaves, in your ears, on all podcast platforms. Oui.
All right.
Hiya. So,
we're about to talk about a tough conversation.
I don't know that it's tough.
I think it is because, you know, the age group that we're about to talk about.
Yeah. My favorite so far, by the way. My favorite age group.
Your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also your latest. Anyway, yes. We're talking about dating in your 30s.
In your, yeah.
Meh.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So this is in comparison to dating, obviously, when you're younger.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Because we have no understanding.
Yeah.
Of what it feels like to be 40.
Dating. Yeah.
To be.
They say life begins at 40, so we'll find out.
They also said life begins at 30.
Did they?
30 was.
They keep pushing it.
Yeah, it keeps. You know, depending on who's cool at the time.
Next, because
you know,
life begins when you're dead.
Facts. If I was, I don't know, whoever's making the most money posthumously.
Prince.
Was it? Michael Jackson. I want to be. Yeah, I don't know. Elvis Presley. I want to be dead then and be making that kind of money.
I want to make it when I'm alive. Are you mad?
No, but they made it when they were alive.
Yeah.
And then posthumously, they're still making money.
I mean, right. I want that. I want generational wealth. But can I get those, you know, very many
riches? You ask for generational wealth and you're not willing to be the starter of said generational
wealth.
That's
what I'm saying. What I just said, I want to make generational wealth.
No, you said you want it.
Okay, I'm getting it. Done. All right,
we're talking about dating in our
30s. All right, so.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Ask it.
What is the one clear difference for you in your 30s versus your 20s? And of course, the dumbest time of your years.
Yes.
Your teens.
Yeah.
Go.
The lack of stupidity.
Oh, so you're smarter. You think you're smarter now?
Oh, I know I am. Woo! Bro, I know I am. I mean, listen, a significant reduction in naivety. Those two things. I'm now more realistic in my view of dating in my 30s compared to when I was Princess D in my teen years and
teen years
my
and
20s.
In your
20s. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was just... If it was like a president
what
of
was
a
the dumbest
stupid association.
Thing? What was the dumbest thing you did?
Yeah.
In your 20s? Say four, because
okay.
in
I,
four,
I,
whatever,
I,
relationship.
Okay, I used to call it my dumbest thing. Now I can't call it my dumbest thing because it provided a lot of opportunities for me. But it was following a man to another country. It was literally... It was.
You got on a plane.
I got on a whole entire airplane, and I was initially destined for the UK because that's what all my closest friends. That's what we made a
that
pact.
Was
we made a
for
semi-pact
you.
To apply to the UK. And anyway, who went to Australia? What was an Australia?
A
what
lot
was
of,
that?
A lot of the, okay.
So
wow.
So did I not Judas Iscariot them and end up in Australia because of love?
Oh my.
But now, I mean, how can I complain now? Because I'm an Australian. I, you know, of all the
okay,
but
there's a silver lining to every like shitty blanket.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
You took on a full shitty blanket.
Yeah.
I took on a blanket, a duvet, the bed, the mattress.
To find a silver lining.
Everything.
To find a silver lining.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That's the dumb... That I would consider that to be a dumb thing to do.
Yeah. I What's the dumbest thing you've...
Twice.
Yeah, you said that. You're like...
Yeah, and, yeah. I have gotten on...
I do? I don't.
I can, but I don't. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe let's revisit this. Yeah. 2-9, maybe never for years from now.
So, yeah. When you told me first, I was like, Jenny, you didn't learn the first time? Wow.
Let me tell you, dating, you know how people are like, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
Stupidity is from Earth. And that's where humans
reside. You don't need to get on a spaceship to find stupidity.
We ain't gotta go to Mars. We ain't gotta go to Venus. All we are is a bunch of stupid motherfuckers on Earth.
Yeah.
Having to date each other.
Look, I preach this to my, like, to younger people all the time, especially my cousins. I think they're sick of hearing this from me. I'm just like, you have no business crying about a man at 21. My G, cry about your talents. Cry because you're following your dream and it's so hard and you're not getting there yet. Don't be crying because somebody sang. Yo, Tiwa Savage has a nice song out. Anyway, don't be crying because somebody's son or somebody's daughter is stressing you. Because at 21...
But what else are we crying
literally,
about?
No, Jenny, let me tell you something. What at else 21, are you, what and this is something about? My mom used to tell me and I used to dismiss it with a quickness. She used to tell me, you're not mature until you get to 25. What I used to hear is, you're not mature.
Period.
So, but what did I want to do? I wanted to show her how mature I am by getting into a relationship. But it's literally, it's physics, it's biology. Like, it's biology.
No, actually, your biology. Technically, biology. Yeah. We are at our most fertile.
Not fertile. I mean, your brain.
Oh,
do you know your prefrontal cortex is not fully formed until 25?
Yeah, but then your body is ready to produce.
But it's ready from 12. That is a sickening thought.
So biology, if there's one thing I never count to your stupidity, it's biology. Biology is all fucked up.
This is the thing.
Everybody.
This is the thing I preach to under 25 people. Like, please, please, please. Like, for me, I can tell you. So, for instance, I used to play the violin in high school.
What?
I used to play the violin in high school.
Holy shit.
So, Dad used to...
Whoa. Get out of here.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
So Dad used to
Wait. I used to play the oboe.
Stop.
Yeah. I used to play wind instrument.
Okay, Jenny, first of all, you're so tiny. How did you carry an oboe? Okay, but
like, No, that's a tuba. That's a big one.
Okay.
An oboe looks kind of like a flute had sex with a trumpet.
Yeah, and produced
it's like a down a bigger baby. Instead of like, it's like,
So Dad used to pay for weekend classes because that's how thorough my parents are.
Really?
They're like, you know, you play an instrument during the week. On the weekend, you're going to perfect that art. So what did I do? My lessons used to be at Methodist Guest House.
Get out of here.
So what did I used to do? My boyfriend at the time used to live down the road in Kilimani. I used to go. Dad used to drop me.
Kilimani, bro.
Yeah. Dad used to drop. And if I tell you his name, you're going to collapse because it's the stereotypical name of, you know.
It must be like a Wajohi.
No. But so I used to wait for my dad to leave. I sneak out to go hang out with my boyfriend instead of doing my violin classes,
which is incredible because
so when you look at that level of stupidity,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, it was I was completely married to the idea of this is my person forever. So that whole you sacrifice, you know, love, you know, conquers everything. That was literally
That's such a young thought. A sophomoric thought. I avoid calling people stupid or naive or, you know, because, you know, a lot of factors go into building your social intellect. Right. So you and I have pretty much a similar background, you know. However, I, for one, I like when it comes to dating, I'm just like, Yeah, this is a whole like different like space.
So in your case, right? Because I feel, you know how they say women mature quicker than men,
which I think is which for me I think is absolute bullshit.
So that's what I was gonna say. Is it that your experience? Okay, because have you ever dated a guy?
Yes.
A boy?
Yes.
Have you?
Many.
When?
In the life.
And why?
I can't
picture you dating.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Stop the press.
Oh shit. I think it's because I just can't picture you with an edge.
This just in. Lesbian dates man. Holy shit.
No.
Wait,
so
you're saying it happened more than once?
Yes.
Jenny, I can't picture it. I'm sorry.
Okay, congratulations. Or I guess I'm sorry. I don't know how to respond to the fact that you can't. So yeah, I have dated many, not many. You know, that's just such a weird word.
Yeah.
I have dated men.
Okay. Was this before you came out of the closet? Did you know you were in the closet?
So this is how I chalk it up.
Okay.
I have always been gay.
Okay.
Like
born gay.
For real.
Yeah.
If you want
to call it
born gay,
why do you think I'm shocked?
Been gay,
yeah.
Been gay,
yeah.
Whatever the fuck you want to call it,
yeah.
Right? I am attracted sexually to women from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, men. The reason why I dated men was a societal thing. I have grown up, and majority of gay people grow up in a hetero world, which is the world that you live in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything
that's taught to us is man, woman. Yeah,
yeah,
nuclear
I come
family.
From a hetero family.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And I cannot lie to
a
you.
A hetero African family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie to you and be like, men are not hot. Yeah. Men are hot in the same way women are hot. Mm. It's just that I'm
hot. Yeah, you find men hot.
I can look at a man and go, holy shit, that's a good looking man.
Okay,
that's
okay,
a
okay,
well
okay.
put together man.
Okay,
and
but it doesn't tingle your
shit.
Places.
But that, you know, because those things are tingled by different things.
Okay,
even you can. I can look at a woman,
yeah.
right?
Mm.
Okay, and this is just I can look at a woman who presents similar to myself.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and which is to you know. Outward,
to
you
clarify.
Know. People call it masculine potential.
Yeah.
Butch,
yeah.
stem, all these labels and whatever, right?
Yeah.
But if I can look at somebody and they look just like me, or they dress like me, or they act like, oh, wow, you look good.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd eat that up with a spoon, fork, and knife.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that's a sexual connotation.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there, right? And so it's just one of those things where you're like past 20.
Yeah.
And 20 something.
Uh-huh.
You stop looking at people for the base level asks or wants.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is majority of the reason why we're stupid
when we're younger.
When we're
in
20s.
For me, I can tell you, it was never to do with to dream money. Of course we have no money when we're teenagers.
All of us don't have
it
money.
it wasn't even to do with looks. For me, it's never been looks. What gets me is personality and charisma. And then when I love your personality, I have those rose colored glasses where you're so beautiful to me, regardless of whether you have a face only your mom can love.
Okay.
Whether you do, you know what I mean? Like I'm blind initially to the looks. You know how guys are like, oh, you know, tall and light skinned and this and that.
I call that bullshit.
No. I promise you.
I call it.
Let's see if it'll answer.
Okay. If we were to line up everybody you've dated.
Mm-hmm.
Would they look the same?
No. Okay. The one thing that would look the same is the color of skin. It's dark. It tends to be dark. As in, I've never dated a light skin guy. That's the only. I mean. That's the only thing I would say. But
the only thing that would differ is that. I mean, the only thing that would stand out in terms of type, quote unquote type, would be the color of the skin. It would all be dark skin.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we look at their personality,
they're not the same.
They're not the same?
No.
In any way, shape, or
form? Ooh, no.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow.
Some are. I haven't dated that many people. Like,
neither
officially,
have I.
I've had.
Okay, so how many people have you dated?
I've had three boyfriends.
That's pretty cool. Cause
yeah.
We're on the same
number. Two are very similar in personality.
very similar in personality. One, which is, you know,
is the different one.
Yeah.
The outlier.
Yes.
Terrain. Oh, so you have a type.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've landed on one of, like, currently.
Yeah.
Your type.
Yes.
Okay.
Ain't got good.
Okay. Okay. Now, so what we lacked in our 20s.
Yeah.
Was the understanding that, and which is what allowed us to be foolish and sophomoric, yes. And is that we were going to have a type.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now in my 30s, mm-hmm. I date based off of my type.
What's your type?
It's unfair to ask.
Are you?
You see.
You just asked me what my type is.
No. I didn't ask you what your type was. I was just finding out whether okay. you have a type.
But how is that unfair to ask? Because, like, just imagine it's a Love Island audition.
So I would never go on Love Island because that completely sheds.
Yeah.
Like, you know the discretion.
Yeah.
Of dating.
But just imagine you're on Love Island and you're being asked, but what's your type on paper?
Yeah. Bullshit.
Tell me what your type.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about physicalities?
I don't know. You tell me, because I don't know what your type is. I don't know if you look at just physical.
No, but you see the okay. I understand what you're saying.
Mm.
Fine. So this is how I look at
mm-hmm.
whatever the people that fit into my type.
Yeah.
Fall into the following categories.
Okay.
So there's the physical aspect,
which is
betrayal. Let me tell you, there's so many people that are gonna come after me. Okay.
Okay. Is it like an Avril Lavigne or is it like a Nicki Minaj? No.
Okay. So
are we talking?
It's very much a Kikuyu woman.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay.
That's
all
what
right.
I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fair enough. Yeah. I mean, and
this completely plays into my Electra stroke Oedipus
complex.
Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So as women, you fall in love with your father.
Mm-hmm. As a gay woman, who do you fall in love with? Your mom?
I guess I fell in love with my mom. I'm the women that I date.
I swear, will you ever stop shocking me? Will you ever stop shocking me? Okay.
They are very much my mother. Hi-ya. or at least what I consider to be the perfect version of my mother.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay. So for me
and you.
Yeah.
If you were to sit down and probably think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's aspects of my father. Yes, there is. And
both physical and personality.
Personality wise, I would say certain aspects. It's definitely not across the board that there's similarities. Mm. But 100% I can pick up on some similarities when I sit down and I'm like, hiya, dad reacts like this or doesn't react like this. Hiya, my man also reacts like this and doesn't react like that. So I used to rubbish that idea, but I don't rubbish it anymore. I actually truly believe it. You date your father as a heterosexual woman, and that could even mean choosing the complete opposite of your father.
Or it depends on what was laid out for you.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about dating.
Yeah.
You might as well, right?
Yeah.
Because you date what you think you want versus what you've been bred from.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So
not knowing that you, if you're not aware of it subconsciously, you choose what is familiar.
Facts.
So you choose what you see at home, whether you know it or not.
Whether you know it or not.
Yeah. It's right. Only when you're conscious of it that you're like, oh, hang on.
Steer away from
ooh,
it.
Ooh, I want to break this curse. Ooh, I want to break this pattern.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And be that either what it is you're seeing at home or what you're lacking at home.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I come
mm-hmm.
from what you would consider to be the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Or a Kenyan household.
Okay.
I come from good man.
Yeah.
Finds good woman.
Uh-huh.
Make procreate. Good family.
Make good job.
Make each good, each have good job.
Yeah.
Each do good thing.
Yeah.
Each make good
human. Make good life. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then make good life and forever happily ever.
Yeah.
I come from that.
Yeah.
Right. In terms of, like, you know, what you see.
Yeah.
Right. My father was completely in love with my mother.
Yeah.
God rest your soul. Right. And that is what we, like, grew up in. You know, we grew up in a house of love.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so for me, being one of four women.
who is nothing like the other women.
Ooh, like the other women.
Yeah. And y'all are all girls.
They are just girls, girls, girls. Girls, girls.
Yeah.
They're girls, girls.
Yeah.
You know?
Girl? Yeah.
And so, for me, what I fashioned love to look like was a cross between both my parents.
Okay. Right?
And what I saw.
Like, growing up.
How they treated each other.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw my parents fight.
What?
Not to say that my parents never fought.
Yeah, but you're saying you never witnessed it.
We never saw it. We never saw it. We never heard it. Never saw it. Never heard it.
What?
Facts. And my mom could be the most passive-aggressive woman to ever exist. In fact, I look at passive-aggressive women and I'm like,
you don't know shit. You never saw your parents fight?
Ever. Never heard it. Never saw it. Nothing.
What on earth?
And it's not like at the, like, going, like, when I think back and I'm like, you know, certain things that women ask for or women ask of me in relationships, you know, I see my father doing. And that was, because that never became a problem.
Yeah.
Or that was never highlighted as a problem.
Yeah.
Which is then a problem. And you see now that now, you know, the way my life was set up, right?
Yeah.
Clouds how I look at things. And those things could be a problem in my relationship.
Wait, did it give you an illusion of perfection that
Facts.
Relationships are perfect?
Facts, yeah. Okay. As long as I am the person that I claim to be and I show up as that person,
then it should be perfect.
And it will be perfect.
Yeah, so that I can resonate with that illusion 100%. Because, you know, in my younger years, I was like, isn't love enough? Like, if I tell you I love you, if I'm loyal to you, if I show up for you in every single way,
that's enough.
Doesn't that mean that's enough? Aren't we actually creating a fairy tale?
We are.
It took me years, and when I say years, I mean more than a decade.
When did you figure that out?
I figured that out in my 30s. And let me tell you,
how did that happen?
A journey of celibacy. I was celibate for 7 years.
For real?
Yes.
You were celibate for 7 years. Wait. Say what now? How?
I swear to you.
Wait. And you know, okay, so you know, the conversation of celibacy. And here's the thing. A normal person will hear celibate and think, never gonna have sex ever again. Mm-hmm. And so now you're thinking, oh
and
my God.
That's the thing I encountered every time. So that 7 years ended last year. So I would tell people I'm celibate. Hey. I know it's a lot to digest. I've been living with it for 7 years, so it's not a lot for me to digest. But it's a lot for people when I tell people. They're like, wait a minute. When I told my best friend, she jumped and started screaming. She started screaming like she's being robbed. Like,
hey, so you 7 years?
7 years. So I'll give you context. I didn't. It wasn't religious or anything like that. Like every time I told someone, they'd be like, oh, so you're really saved? And I'm like, no. It started off as after a breakup, I was just like, I need to, I'm not a serial dater by nature. I have
you
emotional fatigue. I get emotional fatigue. So I was like, you know what? This relationship has broken down. I don't want to keep doing this and keep failing at it. And not to say when a relationship breaks down, you're a failure, but I just didn't want to keep repeating those mistakes or making mistakes or just, not dating the right person for me, for instance. So I was like, let me take time and figure out who I am, what I bring to the table,
right.
What are my bad traits, what are my good traits, do I like myself? Because all I had known up until that point is how to be a girlfriend. I didn't know who I was.
So
I didn't know who I was.
That is
so.
You say that. That is so mind-boggling.
So I initially, let me tell you this. I initially started, I wanted it to be a year. I was like, for the next year, I'm not going to date anyone. I'm not going to go on any dates. I'm not going to be flirting with men. I'm not going to be doing this, doing that. I'm going to start just learning myself. Let me see, who am I alone? Because
what
I was so used to being someone else's something.
But what's the difference between, so I can understand. Oh, but what? Wait.
Yeah.
You are just, just blowing my mind. Because, okay, so now I'm just, okay. So being single and being celibate are two different things.
Yes.
But then you were
both
at the same time.
Yeah.
So does that mean for you, you don't have sex with anyone that's not your partner or someone that you're like
in that 7 years? Like, I wasn't having sex with anybody, any human.
Yeah. And wait, so then can you have
if
like,
you're celibate? No, the definition of celibacy.
Yeah, but if you're single.
Yeah, if you're single, yes, you can. Of course, you can hook up
to. You hitched a horse to a cart.
Yeah,
and then a train.
Yeah.
Because celibacy and I'm trying to figure out.
Let me tell you. I got all manner of questions. I was asked, do you love yourself?
Yeah.
I was asked, do you like happiness? And let me tell you something. If you've been celibate, can you understand this? Because I can't. There's no way I can translate it to anybody. People view it as, oh my God, you must be so sad that you're not having sex. So it's I literally. So I told you I wanted to do it for a year because I wanted to examine who I was as a human being, because I'm the type of person who, if I'm in a relationship, I'm in it. And I will kind of throw myself into it. And so I wanted to just be my own person because I was so used to being someone's girlfriend.
And is someone's girlfriend tied to your, to your sex life? Are those two things different?
They were tied. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, holy
absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely.
That's one of the reasons why I would never go celibate.
Yeah. My baseline was I couldn't enjoy sexual interactions outside of a relationship. I didn't feel safe enough to be like, okay, let's get freaky.
Wait, not at all. Holy shit.
So then,
have you actually ever been single?
Yes. I've just told
you. So,
yeah.
But, so, if, okay. That is so weird.
So I want to explain. So the 1 year turned into 7 years because it got addictive to me, that process of learning who I was. And the more I did it, the more when men approached me, I'd be like, are you good enough for me to be unsingle for? The only way I was willing to consider it is
the only way for you to have a casual and or lasting sexual encounter.
Yeah.
The only way for you to have a sexual encounter.
Yeah.
Is for you to be able to have a relationship with this person.
That's when I feel safe. Yes. To have when I. That's when I feel.
That is incredible.
Yeah. I can't. I don't think I can do sustained casual sex encounters and feel safe. And when I say safe, I don't mean attacked, as in someone has forced me.
This nigga is not trying to rub
me. No. I mean emotionally and psychologically safe, right? Because I'm a very slow burner in opening up my feelings, in opening up my body, and so for me to get there, I feel like I feel safer in the confines of a relationship, but. Again, that's something I was discovering about myself in this period of 7 years. Because I was like, okay, D, do you like casual sexual encounters? No. Do you like this? Do you like that? Have you tried this? Have you tried
and
that?
This
have
was
you,
in like, your 20s.
This was in my 20s. For a large, late 20s. My late 20s. And
that is
so,
incredible.
Yeah.
Because
and
for
so,
me,
so for 7 years, I have, you know, like, when the TV is like, there's static.
It's static.
It's literally like when I tell you, everyone was worried for me. My sisters were like, you're gonna need surgery when you have sex again.
That's crazy.
They tried to buy me sex toys. But I was just like, you don't understand. I'm actually at peace with this decision, and
incredible.
It was a great filter for me in terms of guys who would approach me because I'm just like, look. I'm not gonna have sex with you. I can date you. We can go on dates and stuff. But if I deem that my being single and celibate is more interesting to me than being with you, I'm not breaking the celibacy.
Let me tell you something. This is incredible. So for me, singleness has always been heralded as the time for fun.
Yeah.
When and that doesn't mean that I don't know how to relationship, right? But when I'm single, oh my god,
whole phase turned on.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That the introduction to life, right, and what life entails is learned primarily through the relationshiping. Be it situationship, be it friendship, be it relationship, whatever, in your 20s.
Yeah.
That's when you're figuring out all these ships.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you are at your most naive and your dumbest and your... Because when you decided to go celibate, it's after years and years of failed experiences.
It was after now a second...
failed relationship. And now, and it's two is not many, but the years was about 8 years cumulatively. And so at that point, 8 years is a long time. From when you're a teenager,
yeah,
it shaped your identity. I shaped my identity as a girlfriend.
Yeah. So for me, right?
Yeah.
What I consider to be my first relationship, my true, the person that shaped my life, the person that I would call the love of my life, not because that is a constant standing
point, yeah,
but that is the person that that is the person that shaped the way I love,
yeah,
and therefore they take mantle when I look at love of my life, the person that I love,
this person that you considered to be the one,
yeah, and yeah. I did everything in accordance to that,
yeah.
That was if I had the love of my life in my 30s, she would not be the love of my life.
Yeah, because now you've learned.
Now I know.
Yeah,
there's certain things, you know, and that's why I think, like, say for example, like when we look at like your celibacy. And that's why I asked you, like, you were in your late 20s. You had actively been through situations.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That made you recalibrate, readjust what you consider a relationship to be.
Yes.
Right? And so, for example, if you were to go back.
Okay,
if you were to look at, say, how old are we? I'm 33 now. I'm my Jesus year.
Why are you? I'm 34 now. I just left my Jesus year.
Wait, that's not possible because I'm older than you.
No, you're not. I turned 34 in July. Yes,
that's crazy.
Yes.
Oh shit! I was born in October 87.
See?
Damn it.
You thought you were like that.
I'm usually the oldest in the room. I hate. You know, I've you know, I'm a middle child.
Yeah.
So when I can flex being
the oldest, you're like, I'm older than everybody. Me, I'm the firstborn. When I can avoid it, I'll avoid
fuck
it.
Fuck you. You're the you. Anyway, that's
okay. So that's if I could go back.
Okay, so you go back to your first relationship.
Erase, delete. Where's the rubber?
Oh shit. You just deleted a whole motherfucker from your life.
Okay, white out. Let's white out.
You would redact that
part. Redact that shit. But like I said,
you would go full CIA.
But like I said, you see, that journey led me to even the partner I have now. So how can I?
The person that you dated first, was he an outlier?
No, this one now is the outlier. He's the one who's different than
me. Oh, the person that you have chosen.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
Is the outlier of the people that you've dated.
Yes.
That is incredible. For me, the person that I would marry is very much exactly like
everyone else you've ever dated.
Not everyone, but in like that person is, if say for example, if this was like a spectrum, right?
Yeah.
And you had to bring all extremes to the mid.
Yeah.
And have like,
yeah,
like the perfect
thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I know philosophically we're supposed to go through these things so we can come out the other side with lessons, but let me tell you, the pain, the strife, the self doubt, let me also say we also had good times. Yes,
but of course,
it was one of those situations where the good was really good and the bad was very, very bad.
I don't think so. Wait, I'm gonna stab you right there. You see, we can't think of life as like a mathematical scale where X is one thing and Y is one thing and then the Z axis is like, you know, like no, we can't think about life like that. Life is not like that. See,
meaning
you experienced it. That's exactly what that means. You went through it.
Yes.
You have a palpable understanding of it.
Yeah.
It is not good or bad. That is a human thing to do. To ascribe good or bad is a human thing to do.
You experienced it. But Jenny, it was bad.
No, for you, nigga.
Okay. So
are you gonna say that my experience was bad because your experience was bad?
No, I can't say that.
I was
and like I said,
I hold I was in good relationships.
Yeah.
I fucked around. I went for VCT tests. Me and my partner, regardless of whether we knew, we could not be exchanging any, like, yeah, we still went for, you know, like,
yeah, like that's how it got. Yeah,
was the relationship, yeah, was not good or bad.
And again, which is why I avoid, I don't even like to necessarily bash or whatever, because the other person is not here to give their version of events.
And it could have been hectic for them.
I know it was. That one, that much I know it was, because dealing with a younger me would have been fucking hectic. You know, when you don't know who you are, you can't, when you don't know who you are, what you want, you can't then expect someone else to, you can't expect to be in a situation where someone else will know that about you.
Okay, wait.
So I didn't know anything about...
What you're talking about your expectations.
Expectations, exactly. So I had no, number one, no language to even express what I want. No experience in terms of even witnessing healthy relationships for me to model off of, other than The Bold and the Beautiful, other than Sweet Valley High, other than, you know, those were my contexts of romance. Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty, right. And
so you actually had to work for like a relationship.
I did not know, right, that, right. The concept of working for a relationship to me meant the relationship is over, because I'm like, if we have to work on it, it means it's a bad relationship. Do you know what I mean? And so as soon as I saw conflict, I was like, no, we're not dealing with this. It's meant to be perfect.
How are you in those regards? Say, for example, like conflict, let's say intimacy, let's talk about boundary setting.
Yeah,
right. How are you in your 30s different from you in your 20s?
I feel like, okay, now the one very obvious thing is I know what I'll tolerate and what I won't tolerate, right? Whereas in my 20s, or it started off in my teens, going into my 20s, the first relationship.
How old?
It was a 5.5 year relationship.
How old were you?
I was 16.
16. What were you doing dating at
16? Exactly.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And I followed somebody's son as a teenager to another continent.
And none of their parents were like,
oh, do you think I told my parents? My parents.
Were you dating at the time?
We were dating. Do you know what I told them? I was like, oh, he's going to SA. In my head, I was like, I'm not lying, because SA stands for South Australia.
You motherfucker. you motherfucker.
I swear.
You gonna get all your shit. All your shit and get the fuck out of here.
So they're like, okay, so out of curiosity, where is he going to university? I was like, SA. And they're like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think you finessed him, huh? Oh, you think
and
you
finessed him? And I finessed him for a good, probably,
but
year.
Then you dumbed yourself. You got yourself into some dumb shit.
I got myself into some dumb shit, thinking I'm grown. Thinking I'm too grown. Thinking I can't wait for us to be, you know, in another whole continent together.
And then you know another.
Because
now
love is everything and it will carry us through.
Bullshit. Nigga, I got on my goddamn knees.
Did you alternate knees?
I don't even
remember.
Because
you did it twice.
I did it twice. Because you thought I thought I was that nice. I thought I was the smoothest motherfucker to ever exist on this earth. Like, I thought I had figured this shit out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I thought I was, you know, I was that nigga, you know?
Yeah.
I got a good woman.
Yeah.
You know, she take care of me. The fuck did she take care of? We both live in our parents' houses.
It's okay. She takes care of your heart.
Right. And me, currently in that space, I'm in uni. What the fuck am I taking care of? What the fuck kind of life do I know how to take care of?
Oh my god. I saw
real love. Hashtag. That real
so
love
you for
love.
You what would you so what did you tolerate in your 20s that you would never tolerate now?
Everything.
No, that you would never tolerate now. One thing, give me one or two things that you tolerated in your 20s that now you're just like, miss me with that.
Okay, so one, we are going to have to be friends. I don't know whether this is a tolerating thing or not.
Facts. I have to like you,
nigga. We gonna have to like each other. Like, and not just like at the friends.
Yeah.
You know that those friends you go out have a drink with, you're like, I'm gonna wear a clink.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's those niggas you're like, yo, let's hang out.
Yeah.
My girlfriend has to be partner in crime.
Okay.
Like,
agreed.
We have to be this. All I gotta do is look at you.
Yeah.
and we know
you know what's up,
you know, like, and that in of itself is an expectation which is a thing that I'm currently trying to, you know, chisel out of my life.
Mm.
Expecting something from somebody else,
yeah, it's hard though.
It's a really hard thing to do, because you know,
it doesn't come automatic. You kind of fall into some patterns sometimes.
You absolutely do, but then you know, the older you get, you know, you have the benefit of taking stock, and this is a thing our parents used to tell us, like back in, take stock of your life. And you're like, what the fuck does that mean?
The number of things I think back and I'm like,
take stock of what
they were preaching. I should have listened.
You know, just take a moment and actually like look at the people that you dated.
Yeah.
Look at what is the sum total of your relationships and what that looks like for you.
As, yeah.
You know, in totality and what that says of you.
Yeah. And but you still haven't told me. What did you tolerate then that you can never tolerate now?
A lot.
One, give me one.
Ooh.
Like I tolerated, absolute.
I tolerated relationships, and that's a whole other, you know, like, let's
be, but you're still that, tolerating relationships.
Yeah, because the, you know, but no, on a grander scale, like, you know, just lack of communication, things like that, you know, just you know, like your triggers become your insecurities and therefore your hidden little, like, right, you know.
Yeah, like it's like the landmine that
that none of you knew existed.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden it explodes, and all you guys are like, oh my god, you don't love me? No, you don't love me.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah,
yeah.
And so for me, it's just communication for me came out in all my relationships, because it's not like I had many relationships. Mm-hmm. I've only had 3 relationships in my whole. Well, again, as we talked about in like the cheating episode. Yeah. There's so many parameters.
Some people thought the one.
Yeah, I thought I was in a relation. I was in a situationship.
Yeah.
Bukumbe, it was, anyway.
Yeah.
Ships.
No, that you know of, you've been
ships,
in 3.
Ships sail.
Okay.
Ships sail.
Okay.
And the most important ones were 3 of them, and then they happened to be, you know, a couple of, you know, along the ways.
Yeah.
However, right, like just communication across the board, you know, we're not, those are not things that, you know, get taught, especially even coming into,
and actually it's not a cliche when they say the biggest thing in relationships is communication.
Talking.
It sounds like a cliche, but you know, the people who are saying this are people who have either studied relationships or have gone through them enough to know, yo,
given that,
yeah,
look at, like, you know when you look at like these people who are like 95 years old and have been in relationships since they were in their 20s.
Yeah.
These people are friends.
Yeah.
That's why.
Literally, it has to start with friendship.
It has to.
Like, I have to like you. The love fades. It fades. It's not going to be hot, 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 moto, moto every time.
Shit. A year in, you know that love has faded.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, so for me, and that's one of the things that I learned.
Yeah.
In my 20s. That still perplexes me to this day. I can fall in love with somebody, and you're telling me that it's not gonna matter?
Yeah.
I fell in love with that motherfucker.
Yeah. I fully loved you. Does that not matter?
Look at me. Look me in the eye.
Yeah.
Look me in the eye.
Yeah.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
And that shit doesn't matter?
Oh.
But you have to go through the 10 plus years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How, you know, until you realize, yo, this is just but, you know, you can like somebody and liking them is the first step in. That's what gets you in.
Yeah.
However, can you tolerate? Can you accept?
Yeah.
Can you be compassionate towards this person? Because this person is a whole different being for
you.
That's another thing I think in my 30s.
Human being.
That was different.
Yeah.
You know, in my 20s, I dated people that I liked because they were like-minded. And therefore, the people that, you know,
you end up dating.
Let me tell you something. When it comes to dating, everybody shits where they eat.
Oh, yes.
Yes. No, facts.
Yeah.
Facts. You date people that know somebody that you know so much that you're just like, if we break up.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna be
somebody.
I'm all fine.
In you have to choose mom or dad.
Yeah. Because mom, either introduced.
Or mom or
you,
mom.
Auntie was the one who was like, oh, you guys got so well together.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, that one who's like, oh, you guys go so well together is like, so I don't know who, come time for the breakup, I don't know who to support.
Yeah, you or you. No, and that's why, okay, this is a thing. Unless there's violence and stuff like that, that's unacceptable. That's why I feel like there's actually no need for animosity between people. Because there tends to be this expectation that when you break up with someone, you have to be at loggerheads. You have to be, wait, pick a side.
Yeah, but what if you were just an asshole and I don't like assholes?
Okay, now you see, definition of asshole is different.
Wait, don't play that game. Now you're just getting into your specifics.
Okay, okay guys, let's you know.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
But
yeah, so dating in your 20s, the one thing we can agree on is that it was stupid.
It was for lack of education. Yeah. And there's honestly, any 20-something-year-old, I swear, please just chase your talent. Don't chase a person. Chase your talent, chase your gifts, because
or chase both.
At the end of the day, yeah. At the end of the day, if you want to, say for example, if you want to settle down, if that's a goal for you, there will be a time for that. If you want to have kids, there will be a time for that. If you want to be a single person forever, I guess that's different. But if you want these things that's, you know, the traditional way of settling down, then you will have the time. What you won't have time for forever, especially as a woman, is to develop your career. Because as soon as you start popping them kids, things slow down. Okay?
Same, but different.
But like, for real, that would be my advice to my younger self. It would be, play that damn violin.
Yeah.
Play it.
Right. Rather than going to
wear those strings out.
Yeah.
You know? Stop trying to steal a 20 bob from your mom's purse so you can take a matatu to go see your boyfriend.
Play that violin.
Play the violin. So.
Okay. I get that. Yeah. I get that. I can understand that. For sure. And like, if I was to go back,
what you doing?
I'm just pounding on my younger self.
You are just a dumbass. You foolish motherfucker. You just wasted our time now.
We could have been better
if only you hadn't decided to go to your girlfriend's house.
No. Yeah. Experience. Like live through the stupidity is your life.
Yeah,
because
and the stupidity leads you to this other side. It does.
Yeah, it balances itself out. Yeah. However, right, if I could go back to my younger self, I would serve the place of a mentor. You know, to just be like,
yeah,
love is in everything.
Yeah,
and it's not to disparage love. It's not to make it seem like it's not attainable.
Yeah.
Or achievable, or you know, like the thing you think that is your dreams.
Yeah.
Or you know, Disney or whatever.
Yeah.
That is available to you.
Yeah.
You know, but it is not all that life is.
Yeah. Life is more than.
Life is the Disney,
the attraction you have as a teenager.
That right? Willingness. That,
yeah.
That.
Yeah. And I feel like the more, even when you realize, okay, my talent is makeup, and I'm such a great makeup artist.
Right.
By the time you're meeting the person who you want to spend your life with, you already know something about yourself. You know what I mean? Right. You're not distracted by the drama of he didn't call or he didn't kiss me on the forehead. Oh my God, my life is over. Yeah. You're actually like, you know something about yourself, which comes from chasing that kind of talent or whatever. But anyway, guys, this has been another one of those topics which could go on forever.
Forever.
This is the same difference podcast. And again, we're recording at the Creative Caravan Studios.
Led Thank by you, the Sharon wonderful.
Mashira. Fucking legend. We will leave her details
at the bottom of every one of.
Yeah.
In the comment section, in the pins.
That's it. Yeah. You know. And then, yeah, check her out if you want to hire some podcasting space. She'll help you out. If you've never touched a podcasting mic, fear not. Sharon's got you. She will help you with tips on production and this and that. So we'll leave her details in our socials.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you, Jenny.
Oh my God.
All right.
This is fantastic. And we can't wait to see you on the next one. So on share, like,
everything,
follow,
and listen to us on all podcast platforms.
Same difference podcast Kenya.
Yeah.
Same difference podcast _KE on every platform.
Yeah. I mean, when you go to our Instagram, there's a link there with our link tree, and you'll find all our information in there.
All right. See you on the next one.
Bye.